This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fireballing Through College. I'm one of your co-hosts, Catherine.
And this is your other co-host, Camila.
And we're excited about today's episode because we feel very passionate about it. And we wanted to talk about vagina owners masturbating as a form of self-care.
Yes.
Because we do think that the topic is very on the DL.
Still, yeah. And I just think it's still very stigmatized and just people are really surprised or they just get awkward when you talk about it. And I don't think that should be a thing. And also, I know we mentioned, I think it was the first episode, but this podcast is just me and Catherine having these conversations that we usually have private, but now we're basically having them live in a podcast. So this is just like two friends talking about masturbation, specifically in vagina owners.
Exactly. And I think that a really important part to remember when we talk about things being stigmatized is the effect that it has on the people who are vagina owners. Because when something is stigmatized and not really talked about, people, including ourselves, feel awkward and weird about doing something that's completely normal because it's stigmatized and no one talks about it.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what we're going to talk about on today's episode.
And just like even me, like when we were talking about doing this episode, there were some things that Catherine and I were talking about. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to, like, that makes me nervous. Like, I don't want to say that. But then Catherine just kept reminding me how it's like, well, you got to stop, because if you want it to stop to be stigmatized, you need to start talking about it. So, yeah, let's just let all that awkwardness go and talk about it like it's a normal thing, because it is normal.
Exactly, exactly. So off that point, we just want to preface this episode by saying we looked up frequently asked questions about that people had for vagina owners who masturbate. And the first one was, what was it, Camila?
Well, the first one was, do women masturbate? And I was like, wait, what?
Yes, exactly. So actually, women do masturbate, but this episode is not just going, we're not referring to all women when we're talking about vagina owners, because not all vagina owners are women.
Exactly. So we just want to like make that clear.
Preface that.
Yes.
Yes. So, but I do want to say, so I read this book. It's called The Technology of the Orgasm at the beginning of quarantine, because it is a John Hopkins study, and it's actually quite like well-known, popular. And it talks about that up until 1920, we diagnosed horny vagina owners with hysteria. And they would go get like treated manually for this this diagnosis, this illness.
Yes, doctor.
By a doctor. Yes, doctor. Yes.
Tell me.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy to think that that was only 100 years ago that we were still thinking that women having a sex drive was abnormal.
I mean, and like, honestly, then we're all just crazy. Like,
exactly. We are just crazy. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a fan of that treatment. Sign me up.
I still think gynecology as a field is, well, it was really underdeveloped for a very long time. And I still think we have a very long way to go, specifically in just like learning more about the anatomy of vaginas related to pleasure. And it's really interesting because there are these terms, I guess, that we still use till this day that have been proven to like even not exist. For example, the G-spot, which was basically invented by a man.
It was.
Yeah. His name was Ernst Grafenberg.
Grafenberg. Yeah. So I'm positive he was not a vagina owner. So he did not have a G-spot or G-area, whatever you want to call it. So.
Exactly. So I think we have this very big misconception regarding the G-spot, which is like every vagina owner has this one spot that will make her come and like it'll drive her crazy.
I know. So not true. It makes me like laugh.
It's just, I'm sorry to everyone that encounters individuals with that are vagina owners. You're wrong. There's just not one spot. And I think the important thing is every vagina owner has a different anatomy and every vagina is beautiful and different in its own way. So there's just like not one magic spot or one magic way that will make that person feel pleasure. So I think that's just a really important thing to know.
Exactly. And off the point of like gynecology is very underdeveloped, they really don't know things like the G-spot and exactly how women get pleasure because it's so different. And it's because it's been stigmatized for so long, women have not been entitled and they're still not entitled to that same idea of pleasure when they have sexual encounters with people, which is entirely wrong. And I think it's something that when we, like, as we get older, we want to change that. And like, I obviously, every time I have sex with somebody, I want to feel like I am entitled to the same pleasure that they get as penis owners.
Exactly.
So I do want to say, so up until I was in a senior in high school, I had never talked with anyone about masturbating. And I was hanging out with a few of my friends, and one of them, who had been sexually active for a while, asked if any of us had had an orgasm before. And I said, yes, obviously, because I had was not sexually active, but I obviously did masturbate. And the other people there said, no. And I was like, y'all haven't been secretly like getting yourselves off this entire time of like post-puberty, I guess? Like, what is your problem? You're really missing out.
That's so funny. I always felt like an outcast talking about this topic with my friends. And I think Latino culture, mostly in general, they're very, like, sexual talk is not very normalized. And I was like, well, but when I got to America, or when I got to the US, like, it was a whole different thing. But then Catherine reminded me, he was like, well, it was for me also very not talked about because she's from the South.
So exactly. No sex till marriage is still like a weird thing. We still teach that, and or people are like, if you masturbate, you're going to hell. So What's up with that?
So we
Chile, you gotta get your shit together.
I think we are. We are definitely getting our shit together lately. But I like just Latino culture in general, I think it's like that. And it's just funny that we had like the same experience growing up. And I was telling Catherine, I've always felt, like I said, an outcast. And I remember to this day, we were playing with my friends, like Never Have I Ever. And then someone said, like, oh, I've never have I ever masturbated. And then like I was apparently...
All the guys were like, yeah. And all the girls were like, no. Of course not.
And I was like, so is no one... Am I the only one? You are all liars, or you? I'm alone in this. And if that's the case, then I'm so sorry for you all.
Exactly.
But I thought that was just crazy. And growing up, like, I always had this misconception that masturbating was wrong and that every time I did it, I had to, like, hide it or just be ashamed of myself for doing something like that, which should never have crossed my mind because it's not something I should be ashamed of.
Absolutely not. And I definitely feel like I felt the same way. And I remember literally my entire puberty life, I looked up on Yahoo Answers everything that plagued my mind. It's like, should you feel embarrassed about masturbating? And everyone's like, no, but it's normal.
Because that's so funny because I never even thought about looking it up online. I always just like stayed with all the questions and all the thoughts in my head. And it's just funny because, like I said, when I went to college for the first time in the United States, all of my friends were so open about it. And I was like, I felt so weird. I was like, is this allowed? Like, is this okay? And then one of my friends, which I love her, she used like the our card for like our university card, she went to CVS and bought herself a vibrator.
Queen.
Queen. And she came back and she was like, dude, like I just bought a vibrator. And I was like, what? What is that? What are you doing? Why are you telling me? Like, this is so crazy. And for the first time, I felt comfortable talking about this topic. And I'm just so grateful for all of my friends.
Absolutely.
For letting me open up about it.
And now that I'm like sitting here with a few vibrators, Camila's like, chill. She's like, whoa, show me.
Show me.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one of the things that I was curious to Camila about, because I have a weird story myself, is I asked her, when did you start masturbating? Like, how did you start doing it? Like, do you remember when? Blah, blah, blah. Because I just wanted to know, because I never talked to anyone at this time about it.
I genuinely don't remember when I started. Like, I don't think for me it was a point that changed in my life. It was like, oh, I discovered this thing. I don't know what it is, but it feels good. No, I think for like a really, like a long time ago, I was just like making some movements that felt right and felt pleasurable. And
you're like, dang, I gotta keep that going.
Okay. Just lock my door.
I know.
I think a lot of vagina owners just discover it by themselves, just like, I don't know, humping a pillow feels good, let me keep going and keep
or like
pillow. And I think a lot of girls actually start that way.
Absolutely
Also, at least for me, I know I did not start using like my hands down there at first, because I was just like, oh, like what is a vagina? Like, I don't even know what it looks like. And I actually, this is so funny, the first time I even looked at my own vagina, I'm sorry if this is too much information
for you. I'm curious now. I'm like, what? The first time you looked at your vagina, tell me more.
Like, actually looked, like opened my legs and looked with a mirror, was this one time I think I was 15, and it was the first time I actually used a tampon.
Oh my God. I was going to say that's the first time I did too, because that's like the advice they give you. They tell you to look through a mirror.
Exactly. Like, and it was so funny because I was in the beach with my friends and I wanted to use a tampon, but I was too scared to do so. And I tried and like it wouldn't go in. And I just kept telling my friends, like, it won't go in. Like, I'm telling you, I don't have a hole down there. Like, it's not going to happen. And they were like, I mean, like, what do you mean? Little did I know that you have to apply some pressure for it to go. Yeah,
exactly.
It doesn't magically swoop inside.
Camila's like, wait. She's like, it's like right there outside your vagina. And you're like, okay, go in. So, magic performs.
Do it. So that was the first time. And then it's so weird because I've actually started feeling comfortable, like really touching myself and really experimenting down there, when I started using a Diva cup, which is the best invention for vagina owners out there. If you haven't tried it, I strongly advise for you to do so. So yeah,
I definitely think we should make an episode about periods, and Camila can discuss the Diva cup, because I never have met anybody who used a Diva cup, but I would like to do that in the future.
So yeah, that's my story.
So I had a completely different experience from Camila, because going off, I think that when every girl starts their period, they have to are forced to get familiar with their body. Because for me, like I said, I consulted Yahoo Answers for much of my puberty life. I asked Yahoo Answers how to put a tampon in. And the answer I got was, first you masturbate and then you put it in. I hope any girl listening to this right now is like, what? Because at the time, I was obviously 12 years old. I had no idea what masturbating was. And I was just trying to put a tampon in so I could go swimming. And, and now I'm looking back, I'm like, who the freaking heck would give that advice to a young vagina owner who is trying to figure out her body?
That's just so stupid.
After that, I looked up what is masturbating, of course, because I had no idea what it was. And after that I did start masturbating, whenever that was, whenever I started my period, like seventh grade, something like that. So anyways, I did look up online, like, how does it work? How can you perform this magic act of masturbating? And
this pleasurable act.
Exactly. But I didn't know it was pleasurable at the time. I was like, oh, what is all the rage? So I found this website called Orgasmic Tips for Girls, which was a Tumblr. I don't know if it still exists. Whoever owns Orgasmic Tips for Girls, thank you.
Shout out. For helping this girl out.
You really helped me out, because she, like, would post, like, I don't know, like, erotica or other, like, pornographic things that were, like, appeal to women, which none of that, like, concerned me at the time, because I wasn't even trying to, like, get turned on. I was just trying to figure out my way in the world. But she talked about how a lot of different ways besides using your hands were really normal, and you shouldn't feel embarrassed about it, which is, like, what I was there for. I was like, why am I embarrassed? So, like she said, like, lots of women started using, like, pillows. People use, like, the bath water, which I did use for a while. It was, like, the water faucet thing. And then people use shower heads, which is common, vibrators, of any sort, of a real, like, one meant for your body, or just, like, ones you find around your house.
Yeah. And just going off of what you said, that you started just looking things up online, I just think it's really funny, because people don't have these conversations when you hit puberty with, like, your parents, or, like, I don't know, a counselor, or just, like, other people. And at least for me, I remember the first time I ever talked to my mom about masturbation was last year. And we went out for lunch, and we were eating a burger, and she was like, Camila, I have this really important question to ask you. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so nervous. What? She said, do you know what masturbation is? And I was like, Mom, first of all, we're in a restaurant. Just keep it down. Second of all, yes, of course I know what it is. What do you mean? I'm 20. She was like, it's really important. And, like, if you want to do it, like, you should. And I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Been doing it for years.
Years. Years. I am a master by this point.
A master. I think maybe if we would have had these conversations at a younger age, I wouldn't have felt so alienated, and I wouldn't have felt so alone in this topic, which I don't now, but at that age, I definitely felt very alone.
Absolutely. And I also think, off the tone of, like, because it's so stigmatized in women and vagina owners don't have the opportunity to talk to other vagina owners about it, just because it's so stigmatized and they feel so embarrassed about it. Honestly, I was talking to one of our very close friends about this, and it made me laugh so hard that we both had a lot of the same experiences. Like, I'm glad you and I also did, but it made me laugh so hard, because she talked about how the first time she watched porn, she hadn't, like, she was trying to figure out the whole masturbating thing, and she was like, fuck, like, if I, like, there's no way I could, like, come like the girls do, because, like, they're just doing it from, like, penetration, because it's fake to anyone who's listening. Yeah, and totally doesn't recognize that women do not, like, I think it's like 80% of women cannot come from penetration alone. And so we were both in our, like, younger state, not knowing anything, and we were like, oh my God, like, I'm, something's wrong with me, like, there's just no way I could come like that. So yeah, I'm sure that there are other women out there besides me and our other close friend who felt that way. But that's so wrong that anything would make women and vagina owners feel that way, that they, like, are not entitled to that same sort of pleasure. And they're not, because at the time, I was sort of discouraged to figure out how to do it, because I just knew that that wasn't, like, there's just no way I could have stuck my fingers in there and made it happen.
It's so good.
No. And the fact that men and or other sexual partners men or women, would think that about a woman's body. Well, I feel like women, if if you're having sex with other women, I guess I'm sure it's less likely that they would think that than men, because men just watch porn and then they think that women are like the porn stars, I guess. No.
And just going off of that, I think it's really important for every vagina owner out there to just start experimenting and just trying to figure out what feels good for you and what gives you pleasure. Because I think both Catherine and I were talking, like, if you don't know how to pleasure yourself or what feels good for yourself, how do you expect your partner, your sexual partner, to know as well?
Exactly. And I totally do not subscribe to the fact that you will figure it out from whoever your sexual partner is.
He or she, they're not going to know. I mean, like we said, like, every vagina is different. How do you expect them to figure out and, like, make you feel magical if you don't even know what makes you feel good?
Absolutely. And off that note, it is definitely still okay to be figuring it out now. I know many vagina owners who are still figuring it out, and some of them have been sexually active for years, but they've actually just faked orgasms for years. So, which is that's not helping anyone. So it is important part of life to figure it out. And
And also, if you don't want to figure out, if you don't want to masturbate, that's okay too.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Off what Camila said, like, just exploring your body, and she reminded me of this when we were talking about it, that you shouldn't sit down every time when you're trying to figure out how to masturbate and have the idea of having an orgasm in mind, because it's like, that's the way, like, you've done it successfully. Because it is important to, even if it just, sometimes my body's like, not today. So just, and that's okay. Not everybody can do it all the time. So
exactly. So now I just wanted to talk a little bit about why we think masturbating is so good and it should be part of a sort of self-care routine, I guess. And I think a very important reason would be when you have menstrual cramps.
Absolutely.
It helps alleviate the pain.
I have heard that's true. That is not what I experience.
Well, you said you haven't tried.
No, I said I have. Oh, but you have? It actually makes it worse.
Oh, that's so weird. Because in terms of biology, your hormones, like give you, like, a little more of, like, sex drive. Like, they are heightened during menstruation.
Yes, I agree with that.
Which makes sense, because you're trying.
I agree with that part.
Gabby is just, like, horny AF, but she can't. Yeah. She can't make herself come.
Yeah. No, it just hurts. It if it does, everything just, like, hurts down there even more. Like, after.
That's so weird. Yeah, no, I don't feel that way.
Relieve everything. But even if you're not on your period, which for the vast majority of the time, vagina owners are not, it is still an important form of self-care. Like, get that lavender candle out. Get those comfy sheets. So, yeah. And we just wanted to say that we really encourage people to sex during quarantine, because...
Yeah, why it's not?
Sexting is good in many ways besides, you know, the fun potential parts of orgasming and seeing people naked that you like. But it's also a really good way to feel confident about your body. Sometimes when I see myself naked, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, you know.
And you can dabble around in what turns you on, in a socially distanced kind of way. No COVID germs in this house. And doing, like, sexting is 10 times better for your brain than watching pornography. So
yeah, I think
we will talk about that on another episode. Everyone's gonna be like, why are they, like, so weird about porn?
Obsessed with porn.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I think it's just important to remember, and I read this quote somewhere, But basically, vagina owners, we are seen as sexual beings as soon as we hit puberty, and we are sexualized by society. But then people don't expect us to embrace our sexuality, which is BS to me.
Yeah, this is BS. Absolutely. And it's time. It's the 21st century. It's about time women started.
Yes.
Vagina owners start embracing their sexuality. I definitely think that we want to make the podcast a place that is sex positive. And yes. I think it is often very difficult for people who identify as women to navigate the sort of into sexual life as they get older. And we want to highlight those difficulties and normalize it and discuss how it does affect us in our own way, in our own lives.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So that was all for today.
Yeah, that was
y'all.
We hope you guys liked, oh my God, you and the y'all help. We hope you guys liked today's episode and will join us next week.
Yes, please. If you have the Apple Podcast app on your phone, if you can just look up the podcast, give us a rating, like, subscribe, that would really help us out.
Yeah. So I did not realize that everybody had, because I don't listen. Well, I don't listen to the podcast, but I wouldn't listen to it on Apple Podcasts because I have Spotify. But everybody has Apple Podcasts on their phone, I'm pretty sure. So if you want to looky it up on your phone and give us a little ratey rate, it will take approximately 5 seconds. And it is the only way we can track things.
Which sucks, because if you're an Android user, I'm sorry, but I guess exactly. If you're an Apple user, please help please us out.
Help us out. Thank you. Yeah, and we will see you guys next week.
Next Monday. Bye-bye.